This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm here at Site Village Glasgow 2026. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Jason Shaw from VisionAid Technologies. We're a lovely family business based in Spalding in Lincolnshire, but we cover the whole country. And unlike most companies, we sell technology to help, obviously, people who are visually impaired and who have other issues like reading difficulties. We do a lot of other different types of products, but we're not tied to any manufacturers. So we have a huge range of technology, ranging from very simple things like lighting all the way through to quite complicated things, to be honest, that things you need a pilot's license to operate. We also do new and second-hand equipment, which is quite important because sometimes it makes some of this stuff can be quite expensive, so sometimes it makes no sense to buy a new piece of kit because you can buy one that's still got a warranty on it and everything that we look after that somebody else might have had, or it might have been an ex-demo piece of kit. But we've had a lot of interest today in our wearable technology. So we have different what we class as wearable devices. These are magnifiers that you wear on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some of them use virtual reality headsets. So the more, I suppose the best description is probably like a snorkel mask. So not the most attractive thing, but gives you great vision if you've got enough vision to use them. Because with a wearable, you need to have enough visual acuity for it to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And most people buy a wearable piece of technology because it gives you hands-free magnification because you wear it on your head. Most people would buy it for, I'd say the number one thing is watching television. But with some people take them to the theatre or to events, because if you use something optical like a magnifier or monocular to do that, it'll give you great distance, good distance viewing, but it'll be a fixed magnification because it's optical and also a very narrow field of view. Where a wearable will give you a much wider field of view, you can change the magnification so you don't have to watch the whole performance at one magnification. You can zoom in, zoom out, and it also enhances everything. So in a dark environment, it boosts all the brightness up and everything. The only downside to the technology is the cost, because it's fairly expensive depending on which manufacturer it's from. So we have them ranging from about £900 up to £3,000, over £4,000 some of them. So they can be fairly pricey. Second hand, most of the good ones are around about 1800. The ones that use the virtual reality headsets tend to be the most effective for most eye conditions, especially central vision loss, things like Stargardt's or macular or things like that, because some of them do look more like a pair of glasses, but when it looks like a pair of glasses, the screens in the device tend to be a lot smaller and further from your eyes, so although they look better on your head, they might have less sort of effect when you use them. So these ones that I've got, the most advanced one probably is the Maggie IVR, which I have in my hand, which in the front of the headset, it uses the latest iPhone and iPhone 17 Pro. You can buy it without the phone and use your own 17 Pro of your own. You can use that and you'll save the money on it for that. So you put it up on your head and you look through it, and then it magnifies everything you can see and you can adjust it. And it's a lovely thing because when these work for people, we get more emotional response from these devices than any other ones. Especially if you're looking at a lady that came earlier, and she saw it last year and wanted to try it again. And this time she brought her mum with her because she wants to have a look at her mum through it. And it was nice watching her smile looking at her mum through it. And when children try them on, it's a lovely thing as well, because when you put it on an adult to try it, it's nice because they see stuff they've never seen in that detail for a long time, both distance and close-up things, and sort of you see the faces light up and they start. And some people get quite emotional, some people cry, and it's lovely when you're in that moment with them. Also, when children try it on, they see stuff they've never seen before. So it's information overload, if you like. They love it. But then sometimes if they've not got enough visual acuity for it to work, sadly, when they put it on, some people will say, what am I supposed to see through this? Because obviously it doesn't work. But when it does, it's such a lovely thing. So we've had a lot of sort of response for these today. We've been selling them for a long time. We have the widest range of these devices. So normally when people want to see this, they get in touch, and that we'd normally do a home demo. People will try it because if they want to watch television, it's important they look at their own television with it and do try the things that they want to try with it.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And I guess as well, we're in spring. It's kind of nature is changing around us as well. If someone's outside and they want to engage with the different birds that people around them are spotting, there's like so many.
Yeah, I've got a lovely lady in Chesterfield that lives. I live in Nottinghamshire, and there's a lady in Chesterfield in Derbyshire. She sits in her garden with hers on because she says, I love it because you can sit and just watch the world go by. And because it boosts all the colours up for her, she says, if I take this off, I almost live in a black and white world. But when I put the headset on, it brings up the vibrance of the flowers and things, and she really loves it, and that's the main thing she uses it for. She says, it just gives me enjoyment sitting in the garden, you know. So, but she also watches television with it as well, so it gives her a sort of dual thing. And her and her husband have a camper van, so when they go out in the camper van, she puts it on in the passenger seat and she enjoys the journey more. So that's really nice as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's great, and it's exciting, kind of, as especially these ones that use phones as well.
Yes.
Obviously that technology and the clarity of those cameras and the availability of colour options, yes, is always changing, so it can be a really personalised experience.
Yes, yeah, and it's just a wonderful thing when it works for people. It's lovely, yeah.
Perfect. And how can people get in touch with you if they're interested in buying one of these?
So you can get in touch with us. We have a free phone number, which is 0800 002 5555. And we also have a website, which is visionaid.co.uk. You can just Google us, because we rank pretty highly on Google. And like I say, it's a lovely family business, lovely people that can to help. We have a proper support team. So if people have already got products from us, thank you very much. That's nice. But if you ever need help with anything, you can always get in touch, because we've got lots of lovely people that can help you out with anything.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Jason, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you.